tear down the community building because of wood rot. But what I'm hearing, and it was cheaper to build a tear it down and build it. So what I want, my question to you is, whichever method you recommend, will it get rid of the wood rot? And it seems to me the siding recommendation would mean there'd be no wood rot in the future, whereas if we went with the just like for like, wouldn't we be dealing with this issue on an ongoing basis?
Exactly. It would. Again, we're a 34-year-old building, and it would still have to be followed with the maintenance cost and the routine maintenance of checking and, you know, inspecting the caulking and repainting as normal. The first piece that we would have to do after we decide architecturally what we're going to do would be to do some destructive, you know, taking apart one piece of the wall and seeing what's actually behind there.
So we don't really know perhaps what the extent is at this time.
Exactly.
So
my anticipation, and I don't mean to interrupt, anticipation is that the past work that has been done in the past procedures by the other managers and maintenance people that have been working on the building, they've really tried to do a lot to prevent this from getting worse. However, it's just really starting to fall.
So if the decision was made to go in, I'll say clean it out, you know, whatever's in there, get rid of it so there's never a problem in the future, and then we put the siding on, then the future would just be up whatever the maintenance routine is for upgrading or maintaining siding.
It would actually start over just like it was new construction.
Right. Yes. So we never have to worry about wood rot again.
From the interior. Where my inspection was only from the outside.
No, I understand. You still got to find more, but whatever.
I'm hoping
happens,
not to find any more.
Right. If we find bad, yes, we're going to have to do something about it.
Yes, ma'am.
And whatever we do, we'll fix it. Is my point for the future. So, if we went with the site, let's assume there's nothing bad back there or whatever. So go with the siding. Even it's less, but it seems in the long run that's the better option, or is that your recommendation?
No, that's just the opposite, ma'am. The replacing it with stucco is less. It's $621,000, and then the $640,000 for replacing like for like.
So the second option you gave us, is that your professional recommendation?
That is my recommendation. That would be my recommendation, because going forward with the routine maintenance for the building, we could actually cut those costs from going forward.
And in during the inspection, one thing that David and I both made note of is that the existing stucco on the building
is
actually in very good shape.
It's
and
pristine.
It's done very well. Yeah.
When you put this color coat with stucco, how do you compare it to the existing stucco? Does it mean it's already painted?
It's actually a color coat. So the third coat, you have your scratch coat, you'd have a brown coat, and then the color coat has actually got the color is within the stucco.
But we have existing stucco as well.
You actually do, on the outside of the building.
All the existing stucco is kind of a white cream color, and all of the wood siding is a darker brown. What we would do with the new stucco is match that darker brown, so the overall look of the building aesthetically would be very similar to what it is now.
Are you still looking at the windows?
Can I just take a step back for a second and just ask you, so now you work for Transwestern, correct?
I do.
Okay, so in your background, you're the stationary engineer.
I've been in construction for 44 years, and I'm electrical and HVAC contractor by trade.
Okay.
And I've basically been, since high school, I've been in construction, so from ground up construction. So.
Right. But I also have a construction background, having been a CFO, a general contractor for 15 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that when you're going to embark upon, particularly an existing building that has repair issues, potential mold issues, dry rot issues, that we really should be looking to an architect or a water intrusion type of consultant to manage overall a lot of this project, and get recommendations for permanent fixes on things like flashings and the way that building components work together, windows and sightings and stuccos and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
having been in that business for a long time, and particularly in that what we call restoration business, it's not something you want to just go hire contractors and give them direction without having obtained professional observation and recommendations from people who are in the architectural or engineering business. That's my opinion.
And just to speak to that point, in these numbers, there were actually numbers for the architects and for the water for water remediation and
There an architect has already been discussed?
Each of the different contractors actually put numbers in their in the budget for that.
So this would be design build?
It would be I think the first process is, do we want to go forward? Let's see what we want to do, then hire an architect. We have an architect. So we have a building architect. So that would be the first part of getting an architectural design and making sure that scope-wise we know we're going for going forth.
So your firm has hired the architect?
No, there's actually an architect, a local architect, that is familiar with the building that we go to for the tenant improvements, and they've got CAD files going, and they're familiar with the building. And typically, once you adopt that architect for the building, you stick with them. So there is a building architect. But for the purpose of just finding out
what we... What is the name of that firm?
Studio Benavente.
Thank you.
For the purpose of just seeing what we were dealing with, you know, we had to start somewhere as far as putting the numbers together. But yeah, like David said, these budget numbers include architectural, structural, you know, incorporating all of these other engineers.
Those were all the things that I requested at the time, were naturally permits, structural, the water, as well as the whole thing. I just wanted to get the numbers so that we could, you know, come to you and see how you would like us to proceed going forward.
It's probably a question for Matt. Would we expect to realize any rent increases by reason of this work? We may have to do it anyway, of course. But
it probably wouldn't be enough to offset the work, but we could push rates. You know, after this, you know, if the outside exterior of the building was dressed up, then yeah, I think we could expect you know, some little bump, but it's not going to probably offset the total amount of work.
You don't typically get a rent increase for ensuring that the water doesn't come into the building.
Let Meredith speak to how capital expenses on a building are then put through the rent as an expense, if they do.
Typically. So this decision is entirely yours. Basically, retirement could absorb the cost wholly and fully. What we recommend and what is industry standard, because we would realize increased energy efficiency with the windows, the siding, and or the stucco, and just making the building more structurally sound, we would amortize the cost of the project over its useful life. In this case, a very fair amount of time is 20 years at 3.5% interest, and that would get passed back through to the tenants via operating expenses. And should we start amortizing this project in 2014, I calculated that would add an additional 68 cents annually to the operating expenses, which would increase our annual number to about $10.73 a square foot, which is still very competitive in the market. So retirement would recoup the costs over that period of time.
And we have the right to pass that through as an operating expense?
Yes,
that's
and it
typical.
Is written in most, if not all, of the leases.
Yeah, it's in the lease document.
I just didn't know. I have a lease that has that provision. I just wondered if our standard lease had that provision.
That's really what I was asking. Especially if the tenants are going to also benefit from any kind of energy efficiency, it will directly lower electricity, gas, and they will realize that benefit directly.
Do we actually reserve in our budget for capital improvements on this building?
No.
We don't reserve anything.
You don't have a sinking fund.
Well, this work has to get done anyway.
It does.
One way or the other. So I think its decision is we go with his recommendation on the stucco, which will have a longer life than the wood, of just keeping it up and upkeep on everything, versus putting more wood on it and going 5 years down the line having the same problem.
Right.
One other thing, and I haven't even mentioned it to Transwestern yet, but we had a presentation last week from one of our private equity funds, and there's a group that sells, they're into energy-saving windows, and so they're the windows with the electro, do you remember where they are, Debbie? You know, the thermo stuff, were you here? Electrostatic things inside.
They go with the light.
Oh, like the glasses.
Yeah.
Yes. Like that, and they're remote controlled. They're remote controlled, so you wouldn't need any of the blinds.
They're powered, yeah.
They say that they're twice as expensive, but you recoup that additional expenditure within 3 years. So we may want to look at some with the company, but I don't have anything yet.
They promised us a good price.
Yes.
Yeah. If they're Energy Star approved, we would also pursue any rebates that PG&E would give us. For
did we pursue that on the HVAC unit?
We did.
It's
$500 per unit. We'll pursue that, but it's better than nothing. Yeah.
I tried. We were in Southern California. It was slightly higher per ton, but in this case, PG&E, they're not so gracious with their money.
So bottom line is, yes, the work needs to be done, especially the dry rot. If we want to do the windows at the same time, that's the decision.
Right.
We don't have the additional information yet on the other windows.
Well, wouldn't it be cheaper to do the windows at the same time, being that you're tearing everything out already?
That's
and
why I made the recommendation
the
while we had it open.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, less disruption to the tenants.
Right. And
yeah.
And it's
and this, too, just add one more small piece to this, is while the siding was off, all the insulation was also going to be, if there was any missing or bad shape, they would all be replaced. With the stucco, it would also go with an additional sheet of insulation on the exterior of the building, which would then help with any outside element.
That's one of our biggest issues in this building, is getting the air control just right. It's usually, and that's frankly why the air conditioners didn't come back every single time. It was in the middle of August and they went out.
Right.
And do you want to spend $50,000 to repair it? They're 35 years old. Or get a new one. So
I don't know.
If Louis was making a motion, I'll second it.
Yeah. I just want to just strongly express my opinion that you should seek out and maybe even interview a couple of exterior envelope architects and engineers who do exterior water intrusion work for a project of this magnitude, and incorporate all these things into one project with one construction manager managing it, who is an expert in exterior envelope.
Is that your motion? To approve this with that?
That would be my motion.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor?
Yeah,
we got it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.
Can I ask one quick question on this, too? What's the board's feeling on going to the upgraded windows?
I like them.
Everybody likes that idea.
It's a good idea, yeah.
It at the same time, but I'm not talking about the $200,000 for the windows. We're talking about possibly going to the ones that we won't need.
No, need to explore the cost of that.
Okay.
I agree.
We are, yeah.
The big cost.
Explore the cost.
Well, and they're supporting one of our investments. That's also.
Well, I need to make sure there's no conflict.
Yeah.
But you're also, in the process, I have no problem with supporting one of our investments, but finding out that it's not just the hot item at the moment and whatnot, I mean, there is something to be said for this is the newest thing that's come out, and next week it's not going to be such a new thing anymore.
Bleeding edge.
So, yeah, bleeding edge. They don't call it bleeding edge for nothing. It's not always the leading edge.
We're going to all be using Google Glass pretty soon.
Yeah. If it makes sense, then I would certainly support that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. A window on the top of the wall at the same time. Just a couple of them on each corner.
Some of those, yeah.
Okay. Item 11, miscellaneous.